Good evening. Welcome to our service of worship on this eve of Pentecost 12, and a special welcome to guests and visitors. We pray that our service of worship will be a blessing to you, as your presence is a blessing to us. Our liturgy tonight will be Holden Evening Prayer Revised Edition. It'll be up on the screen, but also there's printed copies available too. Just remember that if you have a printed copy, to please return it before you leave, because we keep reusing them, and we have a special copyright usage for this particular service. Okay? A few announcements that I want to highlight for you. First of all, we're going to be having our monthly coffee fellowship. And so if you came tonight, you're in for a treat. We've got some sweets. And Artie and Semya, they just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary last Saturday. And so tonight, no? Yeah. Thanks be to God. That tonight they've got, they're hosting the fellowship time for us so that we can celebrate with them. You know, God gives us at least two families, right? We've got our biological family that we celebrate with, and we've got our church home family that we celebrate with too. So thank you for celebrating with us and letting us share the joy of your 50 years of marriage. Also, want to let you know that I got an email from the Malva Hills, and that Bob and Vicky said that they made it safely down there. So I know some of the members of our church helped them with packing up and getting ready to move. So they made it safe and sound, and they are very appreciative for the prayers that we sent their way. You'll also notice in the bulletin, if you have a copy of that or that's what's been on the screen, that we have the August Emmanuel Prayer Calendar and Epistle Newsletter available, along with an insert back there, which is a summary of the recent North American Lutheran Church convocation in Texas. You'll be hearing more about this from Deb Baumhoff and also from Judy Cottle, who attended it. All I can tell you is that they said they've never been to something so exciting. A lot of times, you know, you go to church conventions and assemblies, and it's like all kinds of political resolutions and stuff. And they said there they got to worship. They got to celebrate the goodness of God, and they got to celebrate how wonderful it is to be a disciple in God's kingdom. So when you get a chance to visit with them, ask Judy and Deb about their experience, because they're just bubbling over with excitement, okay? Also, on Monday, we have the Orinoco Township Planning Advisory Commission. And so that's the big one, you know, in terms of the conditional use permit. And be praying about that. I mean, they haven't contacted us, so we assume that all that wealth of material that we gave them was sufficient. But we pray that it receives the stamp of approval, and then we'll be moving full speed ahead with the plans that have been approved by the congregation. So keep that whole thing in your prayer life as well. Next Saturday, there will be a memorial service at Christ Community Church for Pastor Dan Brooklyn. That's in the morning at 10:30, and that means that their supermarket Saturday will be in the afternoon rather than the morning. So if you happen to come to the church early, we won't be coming in here until about 3, 3:34 next week. We want to give them time for the supermarket Saturday stuff that they're doing, okay? Men's in-person Bible study this Wednesday here at Oasis Church also. And 2 weeks from today, we'll be having our annual blessing of backpacks and lunch boxes. So if you work in a school, if you're on staff at a school, if you're a student in a preschool or at school, we'll have a gift for you. Please let me know that you plan on coming so that I can make sure that I've got enough of the gifts that we give out for that blessing as well. I think those are the announcements that need to be highlighted. The rest are in the bulletin for your use. Jenna, I believe you're going to be helping us tonight, thank you, with our liturgy. Okay, let's sing our gathering music song. First of all, we praise you, O God, and I invite you to rise as you are able.
We pray for you in daily life.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you sustain us with the power of your word and feed us with your Son's body and blood. Help us to abide in him and he in us, that we may live our lives in obedience to your will and service to others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. We continue in our liturgy with our service of light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness.
And shine within your people here.
Triune God, we praise your name. You are worthy of all glory. Thankful hearts proclaim your grace. Blessed Jesus, Lord and Savior, mark us with your cross again. Fill us with the Spirit's power. Resurrect us from the dead.
Joyous light of heavenly glory, love and glow of God's own face. You who sing creation's story, shine on every land and race.
Creation.
congregation may be seated for our psalmody, Psalm 141. Group 1 will be women following Jenna, and the men, group 2, will be the echo. Let your loving kindness descend upon us, O Lord, and let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, that with purified minds we may sing your praises with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. We prepare our hearts for the hearing of God's word.
The first reading this evening comes from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 6 through 21. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not become partners with them, for at one time you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true, and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Therefore it says, "Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ."
the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The gospel reading this evening comes from John chapter 6, verses 51 through 69. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Jews, grumbling about him, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like the bread the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. Jesus said these things in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, this is a hard saying. Who can listen to it? But Jesus, knowing it himself that his disciples were grumbling about this, said to them, do you take offense at this? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life, but there are some of you who still do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who those were who did not believe and who it was who would betray him. And he said, this is why I told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by the Father. After this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer walked with him. So Jesus said to the 12, do you want to go away as well? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Let us sing together our song, O Master, let me walk with thee.
Tell me, I
fill her up. With thee, O Master, let me live. St. Paul writes, do not grieve the Holy Spirit, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption, marked with the cross of Christ, for following in the footsteps of Jesus. Be imitators of God as beloved children, Paul says to the Christians who live in Ephesus. Walk in love as Christ loved you and gave himself to be the atoning sacrifice for all of our sins. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Awake, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you, and in you, and through you, the light. Once you were darkness. Did you notice that Paul didn't say to the Ephesians, once you were living in darkness, or walking in darkness, or just in darkness? He says, and I know you caught it, once you were darkness, in bondage to sin and unable to free yourselves, under the wrath of God, with only one destiny, perishing, eternally cut off from God. But now, don't you love it when Paul says, but now? But now, you are light. Not just walking in the light, not just keeping company with the light, and we know that Jesus is the light of the world, but Paul says boldly, unashamedly, you are light. How? How can this be? How do I get it? How do I achieve it? What's the formula, the secret? How much is it going to cost me? Well, consumers that we are, we can't purchase it. That's why Paul says, do not be drunk with new wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Fill her up. How many of you remember those days, you know, that song, you can trust your car to the man who wears the star, the big bright, right, Texaco star. Some of you remember it. But some of you are too young, right? Some of you are too young, you don't know that. But it was when you would go into the full service gas station. It was a service station, and you went there and you drove down your window. I mean, they didn't have the electrical stuff, right? You had to crank it down, and then the attendant would say, how can I help you? What do you need? What do you want? And then you would say, if you were used to always running on empty, $5, please. You know, in other words, just fill it up a little bit. But I don't want too much, right? Or you might, if you were bold and said, you know, I might be doing some driving in the dark or at night. Fill her up, right? I mean, there's some places, like I remember when we'd go out to Oregon, visiting Julie's family, where you weren't allowed to touch the pump. But otherwise, everything became self-service. And even self-serving. Huh? Fill her up. I did a little Googling because I wanted to know, has this caught on with somebody? Out in Parkton, Maryland, there is a station, a store, a one-stop shop that was established in 2008. And guess what the name of it is? Fill her up. Not just gas for your tank, but it's a combination of a gas station, a convenience store, and an old-fashioned restaurant where you get good home, old-style cooking. And the sign says, welcome. Whether you're just passing through or whether you're one of our residents, welcome to Fill Her Up, where you can get all of your needs met. Gas for your car, huh? maybe some oil, maybe some antifreeze, who knows what you may need for the vehicle, but whatever you may need to purchase at the convenience store, and then we've got a spot reserved for you at one of the tables. And the menu looked really tasty. Fill her up. Do you see what Paul is saying? St. Paul is reminding us that in life we have some choices. The first reading for this weekend, if we had read it tonight, and you already know the story, is from Joshua 24, where he says, choose this day whom you will serve. I mean, you're going to go with the fakes, or you're going to go with the real deal. You're going to go with that which is perishable, or that which is imperishable. It wasn't Moses that gave you the manna. It was my Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Father. It was the Father who gave it to you. Don't you know what the bread is? I am the bread of life, Jesus says. And whoever eats me and whoever drinks of my blood, right? My flesh, my blood has life. And you want a promise? I will raise that one up on the last day. Bank on it. Fill her up. Fill her up, Lord. I don't want just $5 worth. I don't want to keep running on a low tank. I want it filled to the brim and overflowing. I know what they say. Don't top it off. Don't top it off because it might, you know, create a mess and you've got gasoline on the pavement. But when we go to the one-stop Savior who has everything that we need, he's not going to stop when he gets to the brim. That's not what Jesus does. He fills her up and overflowing through his Holy Spirit. So how do you get it? Well, you're baptized. You are baptized. Not that you were baptized, but you are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. That's why Paul says, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You know what would grieve the Holy Spirit? If we stomped on it. If we ignored the light that we are and instead embraced the darkness that we once were. How crazy would that be? That would be walking in foolishness rather than, as Paul says to the Ephesians, walking in wisdom. The cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, the wisdom and the power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. Brett Blair, in one of his sermons that I had read a while back, he says, did you know that in the deserts of our country, there are two birds, two predominant birds that you will see if you're paying attention and watching? He said, the one is a vulture and the other is a hummingbird. Doesn't that sound like what Joshua is saying to the people of Israel? Choose this day whom you will serve. Doesn't it sound like what Paul is saying to the Christians in Ephesus? Vultures, hummingbirds, darkness, light. They both get what they're looking for, my friends. The vulture feeds on what was. The dead carcasses. The hummingbird, I first got introduced to them on internship in Montana. Oh, man, they would feed on that sugary water. In the desert, they go for the blossoms. They go for the flowers. They go for what is. They go for life. Not what was. Not death. Two choices. Do not be drunk with new wine, Paul says. That's debauchery. You were darkness. Hasn't anybody told you? You are light in the Lord. Light in the Lord? Hummingbirds singing songs of thanksgiving, not vultures singing a funeral dirge. Who are you, child of God? Beloved, imitate God. Be careful how you walk. Paul says that repeatedly because you know what he does in Ephesians chapters 1, 2, and 3? What do you believe? Chapters 4, 5, and 6, how do you behave? Doctrine and duty and discipleship. They are woven together in all of Paul's writings. What we believe and how we live out that believing, that faithfulness in daily life, dying and rising through daily repentance, coming before the Lord. Let my prayers rise up like incense. I almost cried tonight as we were singing. I had to hold it back. That's repentance, my friends. That's confession and absolution, my friend. That's bringing all that incense of grace up to our gracious Heavenly Father. Let my prayer rise up like incense. You see, the vultures, the hummingbirds, I think Brett Blair got that right. Joshua says, choose this day whom you will serve. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, we know about debauchery because we're sinners. We know what the spirits can do, right? There's the spirit of the Christ and the spirit of the Antichrist. There is it ironic or not that we talk about the Holy Spirit in whom we've been sealed for the day of redemption, but there's also the spirits. You know what I'm talking about, right? Alcohol. That's what Paul's saying. He's not against having a drink. He's just saying, I can tell you what I've observed, Paul says. I've seen what the spirits do. Don't be filled with new wine because it'll control you, it'll contaminate you, it'll destroy your life. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. You see? We get to choose how we're walking or crawling. We're running. And we know what the works of the flesh are. We know what the fruits of the Spirit are. Paul says to the church in Ephesus, he says, discern what is pleasing to God. Discern. Figure it out. Pray about it. Lord, help me to see what is good and right and true. What pleases you, rather than what displeases you. You see? I mean, what Paul is saying, it rings a bell for us, doesn't it? All of us. Because we know that someone or something is going to control us. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And in our brokenness, we cry out, yes, Lord, please, fill me to overflowing, please. And here's the gospel that repentant sinners need to hear and need to grab and hold on to. When Paul says, be filled with the Holy Spirit, you know what that is? It's a passive verb. Voldemort knows. He's steeped in the Greek. I know the Greek. I know that New Testament. Be filled. Passive verb. You know what that means? That means you don't do the filling. The more full you are of the Holy Spirit, no, the more you're filled with the Holy Spirit is not that you're more full of the Spirit, it's that the Spirit has more of you. You see the difference? To be filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't get more of the Spirit. The Spirit gets more of you. Oh, man. Imagine that. Be filled. It's God's work. It's God's doing. We're passive. God's active. Oh. Oh. You see? You taste the sweetness? You hummingbirds? Huh? You taste that nectar? Whoever eats my flesh, Whoever drinks my blood has life. Don't walk in foolishness. Walk in the wisdom of God. You know the name Henry Ford, right? Early 1900s, when he was building his big plant, he had an electrical engineer, just an amazing brain, an electrical engineer whose name was Charlie Steinmetz. And he put all the generators together in this great big manufacturing plant. And 1 week after it was all stunned and all was all installed and it was humming along and they were producing, it just came to a halt. Well, Henry Ford, some people would say, was sometimes a cheapskate, a little bit of a cheapskate. And so he called in a repairman. The repairman was there for several hours and said, I can't figure it out. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's wrong. So Henry Ford had to call up the guy who had installed all of it, this genius, Steinmetz. And so Charlie comes, and he fixes the problem, and it's up, and it's running. And then he gives Henry Ford the bill. Now remember, this is the early 1900s. $10,000. And Henry Ford kind of went ballistic. He said, what is with this? And Steinmetz says, well, let me break it down for you. $10 for tinkering with it. $9,990 for knowing what to tinker with. Repairmen, they had some knowledge, but the one that had put it together, the one who had put it together, God Almighty, right? In our saving grace of God, huh? And so Henry Ford, he paid the bill because he probably realized he should have called the main guy first. How often is it in life for us, my friends, that we fool around? We walk in kind of foolishness when we've got direct access to our Heavenly Father who loves us with a forever love, a love so great, so deep, that he sends his only begotten Son to the cross for our redemption. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, in whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. But walk. Light. Walk. Light. Christ is in you. Christ is for you. Christ will be through you. When I used to teach all kinds of confirmation classes, you know, 20, 30 kids in a class, I'd teach them about the Lord's Supper. And we would talk about things like, how often, you know, frequency. How often should you have the Lord's Supper? Is once a month enough? Is once a week too much? Should it be once a day? Once or twice a year, huh? And so I would tell them, I'd say, you know, the Lord's Supper is a subsistence meal. That's a big word, right? Subsistence. You know what subsistence means? Subsistence means nourishment for survival. You got to keep getting it, or you're going to stop running. And so I used the analogy of an automobile. And I said, so how often, frequency, how often are you going to fill her up? Put gas in the tank. And you know what the kids would say? I mean, they weren't dumb. Really? They'd say, well, Pastor Dave, it all depends on How much you going to use that vehicle? How much you going to drive that car? How often? Huh. Right? Put it up on blocks? Maybe one fill up and you never have to do it again? What a waste. It makes me cry. Just think how it would make the Holy Spirit grieve. The more we walk, the more we live as the light that shines in us and for us and through us, the more that we cry out to our Father in heaven, fill her up, fill her up. And you know what happens? You saw what happened on Pentecost Sunday, right? I mean, you get these cowards, you get these scaredy cats, you get these disciples that suddenly they become courageous evangelists because they're filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter preaches, the people say, what do we need to do to be saved? Peter says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. You will be filled. Because God's active and we're passive. We're the vessels. And God wants to fill us and overflow us and use us so that we can be a full service station, huh? Giving all the praise, all the glory to God Almighty. God has improved my health so that I'm able tomorrow to preach at a funeral. My dear beloved friend, one of the 431 prayer partners and warriors, Jay Stoyles, he's a part of my Panera guys group, you know. His wife passed away after a battle with cancer. What is it that you think I want them to hear? What is it that Paul wants them to hear? Once you were darkness, but now in the Lord, in the Lord, in the Lord, you are light. Wow. Wow. Doesn't that excite you? It does for me. And I don't think a person has to get cancer to get excited about Jesus Christ, who's the resurrection and the life, who's the reason that we are here today, and by God's grace, tomorrow again. You are light. A rabbi was approached by a young man. He was terribly distraught, kind of upset. He said, Rabbi, I got a problem. There's 9 of us, and we're all living in one room. And it's bad. Please help us. Well, the rabbi could see how distraught this man was. So he said, well, it's really simple. You got a goat, right? You got a goat, right? Bring that goat into that room. You're nuts, you're crazy, the man said. The rabbi said, you listen and do as I tell you. Bring that goat in there. And then come back in a week. And so he did. He came back in a week and he was a basket case. He was even more distraught. He said, that goat stinks. It's terrible. The rabbi said, now go home and put that goat out and come back and see me in a week. So he did. And 1 week later, this man came back in and he was radiant. I mean, just glowing. The rabbi said, so it looks like things are pretty good? He said, oh man, we got rid of that goat and now there's just the nine of us? It's never been more beautiful. It's never been more wonderful. Once you were darkness, but now in the Lord, you are light. Two birds in the desert, vultures, and hummingbirds. Don't be drunk with the spirits of this age, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, fill her up. Amen. Our service continues on page 9 of the bulletin. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth.
Strength is a kind.
remind you that we are not passing the offering plates. There's a basket in the back, and there's other ways of giving. The most important thing is support the work of the Lord as the Lord leads you. Whether it's here or somewhere else, make sure that you always give your tithes for the glory of God. We continue then with our closing prayers. Please rise as you are able. Justice might guide them.
God, have mercy, hold us in love.
For all those who labor in service to others.
God, have mercy, hold us in love.
Grant weather that nourishes all of creation. Watch on our loved ones and keep us from danger.
God, have mercy, hold us in love.
For all the beloved who rest in your mercy.
God, have mercy, hold us in love.
Help us, comfort us all of our days.
Keep us, hold us, gracious God.
Gracious Father, we give you thanks for the gift of healing, for comfort, for the restoring of joy in the midst of sorrow. We pray for comfort for the family and friends of Kelly Jo Stoyles and Pastor Dan Berklin. We pray for healing, Lord, for Laura Colden, for Ronan, Ariana, for Lay. We pray for Paige, for Barbara. We pray for Dennis and for Karen. Lord, grant healing to your people. Grant joy to your people, so that we may glorify you and be filled and overflowing with your Spirit. Lord, we pray your blessings upon all who celebrate the gift of marriage. Especially this night, we remember Arnie and Samia, and we rejoice with them. Lord, we pray for the North American Lutheran Church. We pray also for Monday's meeting, Orinoco Township Planning Advisory Commission. And we pray, Lord, that for the conditional use permit, that all will go well, and that what is built on your land will always bring glory and praise to your name. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing. Let us bless the Lord.
Praise and thanks to God.
May God the Father bless us and keep us. May Jesus be the light of our lives. May the Spirit of truth be our guide and path for all of our days. Amen.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our Sunday song, I Want to Walk as a Child of the Light, one verse.